Columbus Blue Jackets season ticket holders will not have to pay for exhibition games next month. The NHL canceled the remainder of the preseason schedule yesterday as the lockout of its players continues. The league had already canceled the exhibition games scheduled in September. Jackets games affected included those on October 1st, 2nd, 5th, and 6th. The Jackets' regular season is supposed to begin on October 13th. The move happened a day before contract talks were set to resume. Negotiators were expected to work today on secondary economic issues, as opposed to the core of the dispute, which is how to split more than $3 billion in annual revenue. NHL officials say if a new collective bargaining agreement is not reached soon, it could delay the start of the season sometime next week. The Cleveland Indians fired manager Manny Acta yesterday after nearly three full seasons with the club. He had 1 year left on his contract. The Indians were within three games of first place in the American League Central Division race on July 21st, before losing 21 of 25 games and eventually falling into the division basement. A month and a half ago, Indians general manager Chris Antonetti said Acta was part of the solution and not part of the problem. He says that changed as the season wore on, and he took some of the blame for himself.
You know, I know I'm also responsible, and this, you know, this burden doesn't fall solely on Manny. You know, hopefully for us, we can find a leader for the clubhouse that, you know, will give us an opportunity to be successful moving forward. Each day that we spent this season, we were focused on trying to get better. We were focused on trying to win that night's game, and we were focused on trying to help our players be better at the end of the season than they were then. You know, at some point, we have to shift our focus to the evaluative side and look back at what happened this year. And unfortunately, with the way things unfolded in the second half and how we played, you know, we felt we needed to make a change. You know, certainly many of the decisions we've made haven't worked out as well as we'd hoped. But at the same time, I continue to believe in the talent that we have on this roster. And I'm hopeful moving forward that the group of guys that we have here will perform better. And unfortunately, that did not happen this year.
Acta went 214 and 266 with the Indians. Former All-Star catcher Sandy Alomar Jr. will take over on an interim basis and will be considered for the permanent job. This is the 10th year of team president and former GM Mark Shapiro's plan to make the Indians a consistent contender. And Joe Flacco threw for 356 yards and one touchdown as the Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns 23-16 last night in Baltimore. It was Cleveland's ninth straight loss to the Ravens and 10th consecutive loss overall. Ravens defender Kerry Williams returned an interception 63 yards for a touchdown, but the game was not decided until a pass by Cleveland rookie quarterback Brandon Whedon sailed out of the end zone as time expired.
That's a good football team we played, guys. I mean, that's a good football team. So I can't say it enough. I'm very disappointed we lost. Everybody in here is disappointed we lost, but I'm very, very proud of this this football team. I'll be bluntly honest. I mean, there's going to be a lot of negative outside this locker room. So me as one of the guys and just one of the guys on this team, my goal is to keep this team united. You know, we're in this thing together.
The loss dropped the Browns to 0-4 on the season.